Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny. So I'm in a good mood, as y'all can tell from my voice. I'm all hyped up, pumped up. Your girl is feeling good. So I want to jump on a podcast tonight because I was in the mood to do this, and plus I was getting suggestions from my Instagram followers. What should I post today? A podcast episode, a poem, a regular blog article, anything, because I was in a creative mood, but I just didn't know what outlet did I want to go to. So I'm here with you guys on the podcast. So make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Reflection of This, and also check out my website www.reflectionofthis.com. I post poems, blog articles, open letters, which gives you a glimpse of my life, my personal, you know, experiences, life and stuff like that. So, you know, not only on my podcast that I share like personal stuff to a certain extent, I'm telling y'all all my business, but yeah, I don't necessarily share all my personal stuff on my podcast. I also share it on my website. So make sure you go in the show notes, the podcast episode description, and you'll see the link to my blog. So go check it out. Anyways, let's get into this podcast episode topic. So we're gonna talk about how long you can go without sex. All right, so some of y'all might get mad at me about what I'm about to say, but sex is overrated to me. I like sex. I don't even want to use love sex. I mean, I enjoy sex, but when it comes to sex, I feel like sometimes it's really overrated. It's like a temporary feeling for me. It's like I be feeling good, I be in the moment and be into it, but after it's over, it's like, okay, boom, what's next? So I'm the type of person that can handle going a long time without sex. It can be a couple days, months, even a whole couple years where I can just go on without sex. And then some of y'all probably like, no, you lying, girl. I know you be getting the D on the low, low key. I know you be getting something, girl. Girl, how can you go that long without getting some dick? But the thing about it is, I have to have a real connection with you. I can't just go around sleeping with anybody. I'm not bashing anybody that's comfortable with having multiple partners or just having fun. That's you, that's your business. I can't tell you what to do, and I'm not here to judge anybody on what they're doing in their life. I'm talking about from my perspective, and I'm talking about me. Now I gotta have something real with you. I can't just see myself giving my body away to a person that can care less about me or whatnot. So by me even saying those lines and that sentence, y'all can already tell that, you know, I haven't had a lot of, you know, sexual partners in my lifetime. I mean, I am experienced when it comes to like sex stuff, but I'm really picky about who I'm trying to, you know, have sex with. So when it comes to sex, I feel like it's a special thing. I still value sex as being something scarce. Did I use that word right? I hope I used the word right. But I just see sex as a special type of intimacy. And when you have sex with somebody, you become whole as one. Y'all are connected in the most passionate way. And that's how people get soul ties when they have sex. Sex is a really strong force that connects two people together. And that's why I say I don't see how people can just give away themselves to somebody they just met, you know, just met that night, like having one night stands or just being all wild with who they want to have unprotected sex and stuff with. Because that's why we have so many different types of STDs spreading around and stuff, because people are not careful and who they mess around with and stuff. And even if you're not messing around with multiple people, even if you only having sex with one person, you still at risk because you don't know how many other people that they sleeping around with. Or for all you know, they could have been sleeping with one person before you, and maybe that person wasn't careful and they end up catching some type of disease and maybe didn't let them know. So it's all about being safe and protecting yourself to a certain extent. And some people just had the urge where they have to have sex maybe every day of the week or every week and stuff. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, when I get started with, you know, having sex with one person, I'll be craving it all the time. I want it, like, I want more, 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 especially if I'm really attracted to you and we mutually like each other and in like a real relationship and stuff. I don't mind doing it all the time or whatnot, you know, I don't care. But it's like, if I'm not in a relationship, I'm single. Like right now, I'm single. I'm just chilling, not really looking for nobody. Just don't want my time being wasted. As of right now in my life, like, okay, of course, I'm a human. I'm natural. You know, I'm a woman. Of course, I'm gonna get horny some days, especially on my period and stuff like that. See, I don't care getting this split with y'all on the podcast because we all grown. Whoever listening to this, well, I hope you're a grown person listening to this episode. But yeah, we grown. Yeah, I get horny and stuff like that, but I don't feel the need to call up somebody that maybe I talked to that I know was attracted to me or I was talking to in the past. I don't feel the need to call them and hit them up and be like, oh, I want some dick right now. Can you pull up on me and, you know, let's do it, let's, you know, get things done or whatnot. Like, I don't feel the urge to just like do it all the time if I'm in like the single phase and stuff and not really, you know, focusing on relationships and stuff like that, because like I said, I see sex as something special and people don't take sex seriously. I even made a podcast episode about this. Actually, I made this episode last year. I'm gonna put the link to that episode in the podcast description for you guys so y'all can go back and listen to that podcast episode, because that one was really good. But it's just a shame how people don't even take sex seriously and stuff like that. Like, I know we have certain people out there are like sex addicts and stuff, and that's a real addiction. And like I said earlier in this podcast episode, I'm not trying to bash anybody. So if you feel like maybe you are addicted to sex where you can't control yourself, then it's professional help that you can get. And I can't really base my opinion on it or give facts on that because I never had that type of experience, so I'm not even gonna dive too deep into that. But yeah, it's some people out here that are like sex addicts, can't go too long without having sex. And it's just like others of us that have a high sex drive. The only time when I have a high sex drive is when I'm actually in a relationship and really like somebody, and it's like mutual. Everything's mutual, like with liking each other, having consent of having sex with each other, you know, just doing stuff like that or whatnot. But my sex drive is, I don't know, it's not necessarily low when I'm single, but it's just not as like high, and I don't have like a strong urge to like do it with somebody when I'm not in a relationship and stuff. And you know, I don't know, this was just a random fun topic to talk about because, you know, when you're scrolling down your timeline, it's just certain people that seem to be so horny all the time and always posting all kind of sex shit on your timeline. You be like, damn, do they really be horny like this every day? Like, you know, the ones that be on your timeline posting all that freaky shit every night at a certain time. Shoot, people don't even wait until the nighttime anymore, like the after dark type stuff anymore. Excuse me, y'all, I don't know if y'all heard my burp or whatnot, but it's like some people don't even wait after dark anymore. They just do it just in the daytime, maybe like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, they post some freaky shit on your timeline and stuff like that. You'd be like, damn, they really be having the urge to have sex all the time? Like, they just be making all kind of crazy posts and stuff like that. And you know how people make jokes and stuff too, they be like, damn, you haven't had sex in this certain amount of time, this long period of time, you probably got cobwebs on your pussy or something like that. How to be telling women and stuff, or they might tell the men, oh, you got, you know, blue balls and all this stuff, da da da. Like, they try to pick on you just because you not being all wild and free and just like doing it with anybody and shit. Like, you cannot trust people these days. Because people be on some wild, crazy shit. Like, you never know what type of disease a person got or what kind of motive that they got. They might try to lure you in to pretend that they want to have sex with you or something like that and maybe try to kill you. Or they might put some, like, date rape drug in your drink or something if you at a party or whatnot and then try to rape you or something like that. You have to be careful when it comes to, like, sex, period, because there's so many things attached to sex that can, like, happen. And even with, you know, emotional attachment and stuff like that, you have to really be careful with people that get attached easily through sex also and stuff like that. Because some people just have a one-track mind and be all, like, simple-minded and stuff and just don't think deeper into the whole level of sex. Because sex can open a big old door to a lot. It can open up the door of having an unwanted pregnancy. And like I kept on mentioning in this episode, STD and emotional attachment that maybe you don't want. Maybe you're trying to do a friends with benefits type thing, and then one, you or maybe the other person end up developing emotional connection through sex. That is real. And then another thing that I had mentioned is like a soul tie. Soul ties are real, y'all. Y'all can have sex with somebody that got so many crazy inner demons or outside demons, and when y'all share that fluid with each other and that whole like connection through sex, that stuff can leech onto you. And some people don't take it seriously, and some people don't think it's real until they actually experience something like that. Like, I knew about soul ties, but I didn't really necessarily take it as serious until I've been through a situation where it seemed, yeah, I had ended up getting a soul tie with somebody through sex. And it was just crazy to me. I was like, damn, I never thought something like that happened to me. Because the majority of the time when somebody has a soul tie with somebody else, it's not a good thing. In most situations, it's not necessarily good, because you end up getting the whole negative effects from the person that you did it with. Like, you can develop some of their negative traits or their negative energy. It's all about this energy that's transferring into you. So, for example, if they've been feeling some type of anxiety about something, maybe all of a sudden you might experience some strong sense of anxiety. Or if they've been depressed, maybe you might be starting to get depressed and stuff like that. Especially if you're a person that always been good spirited and stuff, and then all of a sudden when you start having sex with this person, just your whole energy and your life just start changing in just a hectic way and stuff. So, oh my god, like, whew, that junk is a whole mess, y'all. And if you into like spiritual stuff, they will tell you to take certain like spiritual baths, like to cleanse you from like soul ties and stuff and all of that good stuff. But I'm not going to get too deep into that, because that's not really, well, I'm talking about it, but it's not something that I'm getting deep into as of right now. Maybe I might do another episode on like soul ties and like spiritual type stuff and whatnot. But if y'all do want to hear something like that, message me on Instagram at Reflection Desk, or message me on Twitter at Reflection Desk or whatnot, and tell me if y'all want an episode on that topic and stuff like that. I don't know, some people might be wondering, if you can go years without having sex and stuff like that, like, how do you just handle your horniness? First of all, the people that go a long time without probably having sex or whatnot, they probably masturbate. More than likely, they probably at least masturbate, or maybe they just been so focused with their whole life and all kind of extra stuff around them that, you know, the urge doesn't bother them as much. I don't know, some people just have a really good self-control. Like, I know I have really strong self-control, because I just get disgusted just thinking about how many germs and stuff that I can get from just being with multiple people, like having sex with multiple people. I think that deep on that stuff, I get real serious. Like I said before, even if I'm messing around with one person, that still can put me at risk too, because you never know what somebody may be doing behind your back and stuff like that. And by a person not being honest or upfront with you about certain stuff like that, you are in a situation where you might have some type of unwanted, you know, situation go down. I hope that makes sense, y'all. I was trying to put my words together in the most I don't even know, but I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say or whatnot. But yeah, whether you sleeping with multiple people or one person, you just got to be careful out here in these streets, because you just never know and stuff like that. And yeah, I just wanted to come on this podcast and kind of talk about a little lighthearted topic and not get all serious, because sometimes I can be really serious on my podcast. I just wanted something fun to talk about. So, you know, if y'all feel comfortable with answering tonight's podcast episode question, and the question is, how long can you go without sex? If you're comfortable with talking about that subject or whatnot, make sure you leave a comment on my Instagram or reply to my tweet on Twitter when I post a snippet of this podcast episode and just share your thoughts on it. But if you don't feel comfortable with sharing it in the comments in the public, you can message me on those platforms and we can have a private conversation through the DMs. Okay, that conversation gonna stay between me and you. And if you do want me to share your response on the next podcast episode, then I'll share it with you guys. You know what, I need to do better at that, like sharing response to the podcast episodes on the next episode that comes after that, you know, to give a recap on everything. But yeah, I hope everybody is enjoying their evening, and if you listen to this in the daytime, I hope you're enjoying your day. Thanks for checking out my podcast, because I enjoy making podcast episodes. But yeah, I love you all. Bye.